This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. Welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats-Guerrera. Today is Thursday, April 4th, 2024. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. For the second time this offseason, the 49ers failed to secure someone they thought they were going to be able to add to the roster. We all remember Eric Kendricks initially agreeing to a deal, ultimately leaving and going with the Cowboys. Now, it's Brock Wright, backup tight end. He was a restricted free agent from the Lions. 49ers signed him to an offer sheet, but the Lions had the right to match the offer sheet, which they did yesterday. So what does that mean? It means the 49ers are SOL, basically. They don't get Brock Wright. They now still have to search for a backup tight end. And I know they have Cam Latu, but let's be honest. The team benched him for the year by putting him on IR. And the fact that they were pursuing Brock Wright in the first place kind of tells you how they feel about Cam Latu's chances of developing into a valuable player. We'll see if the 49ers ultimately end up drafting a tight end later this month. Oh, by the way, speaking of players the 49ers did not get, safety Julian Blackmon is going back to the Colts on a one-year deal. The Niners were interested. They brought him in for a visit. Obviously, they didn't get the deal done, and now he is officially off the board. If you want a little good news, one player the 49ers did manage to land yesterday was former Packers running back Patrick Taylor. He's going to be a special teams player for the Niners and compete for a roster spot, according to Matt Maiocco. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Thursday. If you're wondering what a hypothetical deal for Brandon Ayuk would look like, David Lombardi took a stab at it in The Athletic. And yes, there's a spreadsheet. But if you want to see what the deal would look like and how it compares to other recent wide receiver contracts, just click the link in the description of this episode. One thing to watch, I sat down with Mike Silver of the San Francisco Chronicle yesterday for about 40, 45 minutes. We touched on a bunch of different topics. The future of Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, and Debo Samuel with this team. The scapegoating of Steve Wilks by Kyle Shanahan, and why no one on the 49ers beat ever seems to break any news. It's definitely worth your time. It's going to be up on YouTube and available for podcast download later today. One thing you may have missed, John Feliciano's children are savages. And that's not my words. Just look at this tweet that Feliciano had yesterday. I'm just going to read it for you. Here is the story again from Feliciano himself. Quote, just picked up my kids from their sporty kids after school program where they play different sports each day. I ask her, what sport did you play today? She says, you have to guess. It's the sport you failed at. Basketball, I guessed. No, football, Dad. Remember, you lost the big game? Ouch. No one keeps it real like kids, that's for sure. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Click the little bell. You'll get notified every single time we go live, which is every single weekday for you. Today, I'll be live with Levin Black, 10 a.m. Pacific time. Make sure you join us for that. That's a lot of people's favorite podcasts are the ones we offer. So if you want to check us out for the first time or you are checking us out for the first time, tune in for that again, 10 a.m. Pacific time. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Enjoy your Thursday, everybody. We'll talk later today. This has been a Gold Standard Podcast Network production, part of the Fans First Sports Network.